We have TSN's Darren Drager, a regular on Hustler and Lawless, and an NHL insider that's been following this story from the beginning as well. Double D, great to have you on a late night here in Winnipeg. There's lots of excitement around here from the reports that are coming out tonight. What can you tell us?
Well, I can tell you that the deal isn't done, and that's not to say it won't get done, but you know, as we have this conversation tonight, all three parties involved in this process, Winnipeg, Atlanta, and the National Hockey League confirmed to TSN that there is no deal. So, we got to be careful in how we sell this because I still believe that the negotiation is heading in the right direction. They're working on it, and there's a strong chance that there is going to be a deal, perhaps in the next couple, 3 days, perhaps at some point next week. But, based on the report in question here, the deal is not done.
Darren, is there any chance that this deal falls apart?
There's always a chance when the deal isn't done. Always a chance. And there's probably a fair level of, frustration, from those involved in True North who invested countless hours in this negotiation, who have gone about doing their business in a model form with the National Hockey League and all involved. You don't see True North quoted anywhere. You haven't through the process with Atlanta. Certainly didn't with Phoenix because they went about doing their business and negotiating professionally. So the fact that this story breaks tonight and perhaps puts a sense of urgency on it from Atlanta's perspective and whoever may show some interest. We read a report out of Atlanta today that stated there was a group that was interested in keeping the team in Atlanta. Well, if there is any legitimate interest there, does this maybe provoke or promote that group to pony up and to get a deal done? So there is always the possibility that a deal can fall through until it's signed and they've officially agreed to everything.
Darren, if the reports are true that this team's been on the market for so long, why would somebody come up now as opposed to 2 years ago, 3 years ago, a year ago, 6 months ago?
Well, because they're out of deadline. And deals are always done, or a lot of deals are done, on deadline. And what is that deadline? Well, the deadline is the reality that True North and Winnipeg are right there. And the reality is that the ownership group of Atlanta Spirit just simply wants out. They want to divest. Mm-hmm. They want to cash in and get out of the business of running a National Hockey League team and owning a National Hockey League team. So there's a sense of urgency now that perhaps some of the groups in the past who have explored some interest maybe haven't felt. But I'm still not convinced that whatever group exists that's showing local interest is legitimate to the point where they're willing to step up and make the same type of deal that Winnipeg is.
Darren, do you think it's possible that there was a tentative deal in place 2 months ago?
That there was a competitive deal?
No, a tentative deal.
That's a good question, and the only people who can answer that are those who are directly involved in this negotiation. I think that it's possible. I know that the dialogue that has gone on between True North and Atlanta Spirit has been going on for a lot longer than what we've been privy to and then we've reported on. It's not like this story broke a couple of weeks ago and when we went on air and say, hey, forget about Phoenix and start focusing on Atlanta because Atlanta is the real deal. I mean, based on those reports, there had to have been some sort of discussion between True North and Atlanta Spirit. So I think that there's a possibility that these discussions have been ongoing and have been happening for quite some time, yes.
Darren Drager from TSN with us live on Sports Radio 1290. Darren, when do you think we will have a conclusive, definitive end to this story?
Yeah, boy, that's a tough one. My sense is, again, dealing with the people who assured me that the deal isn't officially done, told me point blank that they're working on it. There's some significant issues that they're still trying to iron out. Could be a deal within the next few days. And as I said earlier, could be a deal perhaps next week. But who knows? If they hit a snag in this process, it could drag on a bit longer. I would say best case scenario, though, for all the fine people who are eagerly awaiting resolution and deserve NHL hockey in Winnipeg, I would say best case scenario is in the next 3 to 5 days.
Darren, we'll put you on a bit on the spot.
where, in what city is the Atlanta Thrashers franchise going to play next season?
I've said for quite some time now that I believe that Winnipeg is going to get this deal done for two reasons. One, Winnipeg and the MTS Center really are the only viable options for relocation in North America in the National Hockey League that are most interesting to the National Hockey League. And I know that although it's strong to say that there's been a promise, there's been a strong suggestion from the NHL that Winnipeg was going to get its team either this year or, worst case scenario, next year. Right. And then when you combine that with everything we know, that there has been limited, if no interest, real interest in keeping that team locally in Atlanta, that combined tells me that the Thrashers are very likely playing in Winnipeg next season.
Darren Dreger, what can we say? We always appreciate your time on H&L and on this very exciting night in Winnipeg. And you're very cognizant of the attitude around here of everyone that was so excited for this NHL to come back, to take the time late night out east. We really appreciate it.
Man, my pleasure. And again, trust me, I have an appreciation for what people are going through in Winnipeg, but I feel for the people, the hockey fans in Atlanta, and nobody knows what that feels like better than those in Winnipeg who went through this heart-wrenching process back in the 90s. But we just need to be careful with how the information is passed along, because it needs to be authentic and it needs to be accurate.
Darren Dreger from TSN, Hustler and Lawless in the Illegal Curve special edition of the Sports Radio 1290 late night show. I guess it's the first ever late night show.
Exactly. On Sports Radio 1290. Make up the name right now.